to do it for you. Now, the show is kid-friendly, so no earmuffs are needed. And I know we took a week off, but we had technical difficulties. Pez wasn't there, but he's here today. I'm Wobble Plays in here with Pez. Hello, Pez.
How's it going?
It's good. So before we get started, I want to talk about a thing we did that we've been talking about. Sorry, I saw that card. It's just the Mega Man guy.
Yeah, just Mega Man.
I just went. So we had been talking about the Jimmy Fund Quest to Defy Cancer, which benefits Dana-Farber. And Pez, you had a big stream. You crushed it.
We streamed. It's not just me. Wobba was also part of this. Wobba won't take the credit, but he was the catalyst for all this to even come together. So Wobba had a big...
I do what I do best.
Wobba played a major part, because without him, none of this happened. So Wobba streamed Thursday night, he raised, what was it, 95?
I got, I was at 45, so a strong 4-5.
So Wobba streamed Thursday night, raised $45. I streamed Friday, raised $1,906.
Let's go!
For those that weren't there, we had a bunch of incentives that went on all day. We ate for every $25. We ate Bean Boozle beans. My wife had her first stream debut eating, ate the dead fish, laughed forever. 9 in the morning, she had a dead fish. It was great. We gave away video games. Xbox Canada hooked us up. We gave away Xbox 12-month Game Pass Ultimate codes. And then the Jimmy Fund came in, dropped a bomb at like noontime. And we gave away a pair of 2023 Red Sox tickets. And for every $100 over our goal, I would add an extra hour onto the stream. I ended up streaming until 2 a.m. So I streamed straight from 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. Fun fact, it should have went till 3 a.m., but I think everybody in the chat forgot and or felt bad for me. So I was like 2 a.m. I was like, all right, I'm done.
That was so much fun. So I was watching most of the time, and I like couldn't stop smiling, because I think in the first half hour you had like $670 raised.
Yep.
And
the glizzy straw.
Oh, yeah, the glizzy straw. Dude, so Pez took a hot dog and hollowed it out. His wife presents him with a glass of milk with a hot dog in it. Apparently, she made a whole bunch, which is good. And he drank it through. Well, first, he had to do surgery on it, so he actually took a bite out of it. Sorry. Dude, thinking that that would make it better.
No.
We have to get the clip. There's a clip out there. I could.
Oh, yeah.
But he drank. He did it. A glizzy straw. If it sounds gross, I don't know, Pez. Was it as gross as it sounded?
No. So the milk through the hot dog wasn't too bad. It was the after effects of the milk and hot dog sitting in my stomach. That was the worst part. Was just having to deal with that after just sitting there marinating in my gut.
Oh God,
that wasn't too good. But it was. We did that. We did the bean boozle beans. It was a good time. We had a great time. It was my weekend wasn't as tired as I thought I would have been. The next day I went to soccer. Little Pez scored her first goal of the season, which is great. They beat on Marblehead, so suck at Marblehead. They beat Marblehead, which is a city in Massachusetts, for those that don't know. And then we hosted a Hocus Pocus 2 party Saturday night for her and her friends. And then we went to the mall on Sunday, and I bought comic books. So it was a good weekend.
Packed weekend. Another cool thing. So during your stream, because it was such a success, all the Jimmy Fund people came by. So Ken runs it. Jimmy Fund Ken, but like even the VP came in?
The associate vice president came in.
And they all have a JFLG, Jimmy Fund Let's Game, in their names. And they all just came in to say hi and support and check things out. And Pez actually ended up taking first place in the whole thing. It's not a competition, but like,
yes, it
kind of is.
Yes,
but let me just say, the first person, no disrespect to him, Flygon, I'm aware of him. He's a big Pokemon streamer, Flygon HG, big Pokemon partner, 35,000 follower, big streamer. Pez, he raised 1,500. Pez raised 1,900 on his own. And that just goes to show you, you know, the awesome work you did, and you know, your community really came through and crushed it. And
they did. Without them, everyone. None of that happens. We were talking about it on Two Crew on Tuesday, and I was like, I am the book. I was the book in which the community wrote the pages. They filled in the pages. I was just there. I was their vessel just to be a nightmare of a human being that day.
You're a menace.
Yeah, I was just a menace to society. Menace to cancer. That's what I was. But apparently, the Jimmy Fund told me, apparently on Monday, I was the topic of their Zoom meeting on Monday. So I'll take that. I'll take that. And then Sunday we have the check presentation.
So you're going to get one of those cartoon checks to present, like that they used to give out on like game shows.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So
yeah, it's going to be crazy. So we're going into Boston Sunday for 11, and it's going to be me, my wife, and my youngest. And she already was like, I don't know if I want to go, my youngest. And I was like, you're going to go because we give back to charity, and you're going to, and that's important. And yeah, it was great. And it meant, doing that stream meant a lot, because I told this a lot during my stream. My mom has cancer, and she's been to Dana-Farber a lot. So she has stage 1A T-cell lymphoma. So she's been to Dana-Farber a lot, and she said without them, she'd probably be dead, because in the beginning, they didn't know what it was, and her feet were real bad. We're talking like they get very like puffy and cracked, like the skin cracks, and she can't walk. So she does like a lot of light therapy, both in Boston and at a satellite office in Stoneham. So without them, she'd be dead. She was like, there's no cure for it, but it's been stage 1A for the past 5 years, and she attributes it solely to the Jimmy Fund, so or to Dana-Farber, sorry. So it's the least I could have done.
You did good. And you know, I also want to thank some, you know, obviously the Jimmy Fund, Jimmy Fund Let's Game, Ken and the folks over there, for helping support this initiative. Also want to thank Ride or Die. If you folks aren't familiar with him, he's another Boston area streamer that we invited to this. He also, he was part of our team. He raised $155. So as a team, again, I was telling Pez before, as a team, we raised $2,131. But I told Pez, I'm like the Brent Gretzky of the operation. So for those who don't know, it's kind of a running joke that, Wayne Gretzky and his lesser known brother, Brent, have the most like points in hockey out of any brother duo, because Brent has like one goal and Wayne Gretzky has the rest of the records. So I was Pez's Brent, and you know what? I'm happy to take that.
That's fine.
So thank you also Ride or Die for participating in it. He does a lot on TikTok. He does a lot with racing games, and I'm sure we'll have him on someday because he's a great dude. I hang out with him at every PAX. Also want to thank the Massachusetts Pirates. They donated some shirts. Well, they gave us some shirts, and they donated some hats and mugs for us as well that we'll be sending out for prizes, by way of Hike Shadow, who was able to connect us with their charity department. So thank you to him. And again, thank you to everybody who came and supported. And if you didn't have a chance or you want to, the links are still open for the rest of the year. You know, we might not actively be doing it, but, you know, feel free to reach out to us. We'll send you the link. And, you know, that's, you know, it's just because the event's over doesn't mean they don't need support. So Pez, you'll have to post some pictures and tell us how Sunday goes when you
present Jack. You can see behind me, for those watching on YouTube, that's Jack. He's our inflatable 3-foot pumpkin. Everyone who donated got their name on him. So I already sent pictures. It's in my Discord. It's up on my Twitter, and the Jimmy Fund retweeted it. So it's exciting. It's something that we will, or at least I will, do every year now in September.
I think we definitely will. I think if we do a three dads yearly, I think this is a well worth cause.
For sure.
Good. So that's, I mean, starting off with some good news with a win. I so love awesome. If you guys missed it, you missed a good time. So it, definitely catch a.
If I can talk as a content creator for a minute, I'm going to take my dad hat off, put my content creator hat on.
You may.
And Waba, I think you can sympathize with this a lot. I know Court can as well, but Court's not with us. He's living it up. What up, Court? It is, I would say, for the most part, it's hard. I would say it's very hard being a content creator, and you go through these ups and downs, and there's a lot of downs when you're like, I don't know if I can do this. And I've been dealing with that a lot lately. Like, I don't know if I have the time. I'm hitting this thing as a father, and I don't know I don't know if you and Core probably can't relate to this yet, but you will. Where my youngest is 11, and I get choked up even talking about it. Where my wife and I now have this like independence, where like we can go do stuff together without her, and she can stay home alone. But then you get kind of caught up in this whole like, well, that's my baby, and she's 11, right? Like the nights where she's crying and I'm in her bedroom holding her and she's a year or 2 years old, and I'm like, God, I wish this would be over. Like now it's over. So I'm like, am I spending too much time in front of my computer? Am I spending too much time playing video games? And you get kind of caught up in this whole dichotomy of like, what do I do to be a good parent, a good worker, a good spouse, and a good content creator? Mm. And Friday's stream, for as long as it was, made me realize that I actually can do this. And I think it takes something. That's honestly what I took away from it, is that despite all the challenges of being a dad and a husband and a director of a nonprofit, that like you still can cut out this little hobby time, and that sometimes it takes an event like that to really kick it off. But I was struggling. I was struggling for a long time. I was struggling for a long time of like, can I still do Twitch? Do I have the time? Do I want to sit here on my computer and edit YouTube videos and TikToks and stuff like that? Because it's crazy, dude. The content creation is wild. And you know what? I still don't understand any of the algorithms at all. And I don't think I ever will.
No. And when you do understand them, they change. But
yeah.
No, it was a great day. It was a great day to be a Pez fan. So, and it was for a good cause too. So it's not just a win for you, but I mean the work that you did.
100%. It was all for the Jimmy Fund.
Dude, I can't wait till they have their next event and you get to walk in there. We got to get you a wrestling belt that you put over your shoulder.
I said it on stream that like
just wear it around their waist, but you got to wear it on your shoulder.
Well, that's because I'm fat. And that's okay. I said it on stream that day that, hey, if I had a wrestling belt, I would have won it the rest of the stream because I was the Jimmy Fund champion.
Dude, it's going to be like, the event was good. Pez couldn't unfortunately go to it, but it was fun meeting other folks, learn about other folks. And man, like, yeah, it's going to be fun next time we go. Cause it's going to be like,
we'll have a good time.
That's the guy. And I'll be like, I'm sorry, he's busy, right?
Yeah, Wob is my security.
I'm like, yeah. Sorry, not on the list.
Take care of this guy.
Good. Well, I'm glad we got to start off with that. We do a video game topic. Well, that is video game, but that's probably the most important topic we've had. Let's talk about new things. First thing, Overwatch 2. That's a thing that came out. For those who don't know, Overwatch is a very successful first-person shooter. That's team-based, and they just shut down the first server on Monday, and they brought it back up on the 4th under Overwatch 2. Now, instead of being a $60, $70 game, it's actually free-to-play. Asterisk. So there's a lot of different things going on there. If you played the first game, everything moves over. You don't really notice much of a difference. If you didn't, you kind of get like this shredded down version. Pez and I have both played a lot. So Pez, I'm curious to get your initial thoughts on. Oh, also too, before we get into the thoughts, for those who don't know, they got DDoSed or they weren't ready because it was like a 40,000 person wait in the queue. So it's very challenging to even get into a match now. So now I turn that to you, Pez. How have you found it? Have you been able to get into a match? And what do you think about, what do you think about the new structure?
Okay, first let's go through the new structure. So the game is free to play, asterisk, as Waba said. They've implemented a battle pass, as is tradition now with any free to play battle royale type game. The battle pass is garbage. Don't buy it. It's 80 levels. For those that haven't played, and this is what irritates me the most. All new heroes are going to be locked into the battle pass. Okay, so you got Sorogin and Junker Queen for free. That's your DPS and your everyone got the DPS. Sorogin, I think her name is, and the Junker Queen, who's the new tank. Okay. If you got Overwatch, if you played Overwatch 1, you got the new support character, Kiriko, I think her name is. You got her for free. If you didn't, she's locked under, not her specifically, heroes will be locked in Battle Pass tier 55. So, what does that mean? Well, they were saying it takes anywhere from, they're saying that it could take you anywhere from like 20 to 25 hours to just unlock the hero at level 55.
Yes.
Mind you, added to this is you cannot play ranked until you have unlocked every hero. So you have two options. One, you don't leave the house. Two, you pay $10 for a battle pass that A, isn't that good. B, has heroes locked behind it. C, because when you buy the premium battle pass, you get your hero right away. You don't have to unlock. Mm-hmm. That is your unlock. C, and I think this is honestly my biggest complaint with it, is you don't get enough currency to buy the next battle pass. So for those that don't know, when you play Fortnite, if you buy the battle pass, let's say it's 1,000 V-Bucks. It's not. It's like 9-something. 1,000 V-Bucks. If you finish the battle pass, you will have 1,000 V-Bucks. You can buy another one. When I first played Fortnite, I bought the first battle pass, and I didn't buy one I didn't need to buy one for like 6 seasons. Because me and my friends were going so hard that we could just roll over battle passes. Can't do that in Overwatch 2.
You can't. There's no currency at all. It's all cosmetic, isn't it?
Yes. And so you can't do that. So I have called, and I titled this episode on YouTube, that Overwatch 2 is insidious because they are officially setting it up. And you know what? Activision Blizzard has been known to do this time and time again. They have completely monetized Overwatch. So you have to buy the Battle Pass, or you don't buy the Battle Pass, but then you are stuck on the game trying to unlock heroes to go play ranked. So I have a huge issue, and Halo did this too. Halo did the same thing until people complained, and then 343 changed how they did the battle pass, I think in season 2, which I think was called Wolves or whatever. What is gonna save Overwatch is, unlike Halo Infinite, Overwatch's gameplay is good. Mm-hmm. So the structure of it, I think, is garbage. I'm glad I went through the season 1 when they had the sale on all the skins, and I spent all my in-game currency on skins, because now you can't do that. You cannot buy legendary skins. You cannot buy legendary skins. You can only buy them in the store. I think they're only for money. And that store rotates. So like, if you want, let's say you want the May Beekeeper skin, right? You have to wait until it's in the store. You can't go into the hero gallery and buy it anymore. You can do normal white. So now they have, like, obviously white, purple, white, like blue, purple, orange for legendary. And now mythic, which is
mythic. Yep.
The season it's a Genji skin. So no one cares about it.
Dude, Genji is for weebs.
Yeah.
And so worse weebs than me.
True. So in terms of that, I hate it. And I think they did a terrible job. And I will not be spending one dime on this game. Will I continue to play it? Yes, because I really like Overwatch. So far in the beta, I hated the 5-on-5. So far, I've liked it.
I like it.
I've only gotten maybe 5 or 6 games in the whole day. My Xbox can't connect to it at all. I've tried. So my Xbox Series X cannot connect at all. I have no idea why. On PC, I've had queue times as long as 40,000 people, which is wild, wild stuff, wild and crazy stuff. So like, I left it open for 45 minutes while I was working, and all of a sudden I get in a game and I have to go to a meeting, right? So which happened like twice today. So I was able to get in. I played a lot of support. I played Ana. I will say one of the things that they kept in Overwatch that I'm really happy about is chat toxicity, because I already had people screaming at me while I was playing around with the different heroes. So I was like a Zenyatta. Second game, some guy's like, "Oh, this guy's playing Zenyatta." And I was like, "Dude, yeah, I am. I want to try everyone out, see who's viable." And he's like, "This isn't the place to do it." I said, "My guy, it's quick play. This is absolutely the time to do it. You want me to go in a ranked and go play Zenyatta and start throwing?" So the toxicity is back, baby. Overwatch, Overwatch
never changed. Toxicity. Never absolutely change. Degenerates.
Never change, you freaking degens. But the 5-on-5 is cool. It's nice. I do miss having two tanks. But I think that's just a change that'll eventually happen. I hate the passive movement speed increase for DPS, because I feel like they're just jumping all around all the time.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That might be why I was having so much trouble with Rodog.
So it's low. It's like 5%, but it's enough that a fast character like Genji is like, I hate this guy. You hate him even more. Other than that, I mean, as a support character and an Ana main, I had a great time so far. I've only gotten yelled at once. Most of the time, you know, I know what to do with that character. I'm basically a one trick at this point, just one trick Ana the whole time. But I enjoyed it. I'll keep playing it. I don't think there was a DDoS attack. I think that they weren't ready and they lied about it. Wouldn't be the first time a major game has major publisher or developer has launched a game and it hasn't worked.
Yeah, that's all what of a sudden I would
they're
do.
Like, oh my god, we're DDoSed. It's like, no, you're not DDoSed. You just weren't ready for the amount of people that were coming into the server.
Well, that's what I tell my job when I don't want to work and go, oh, I'm sorry, I'm getting DDoSed today.
Like, oh my god, I'm sorry, I'm getting DDoSed. As like Premiere Pro is just encoding video after video. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. So I saw you playing it on stream today, twitch.tv/wabbaplays. What did you, A, were you playing on PC or PS5?
I'm playing on PS5 because I'm not not Korean.
Two, how were the wait times? And three, what did you think of it?
Wait times, I had to queue up 40 minutes before my stream. And when I was in it, I've only disconnected once because of everything. Which sunk because I was doing well. But I like it. First off, with this store, so I don't like the battle pass. If I get far enough, I'll buy it just to unlock things, because it's like, okay, well, I'm already at like level whatever. I don't think I will be able to. NHL drops next week, so like, you know, I won't be able to put as much time as I used to. What I do find interesting about the store is, Pez, you said you can buy certain skins if they rotate in. Sometimes you can buy a skin. Sometimes you can buy a skin that's also in another pack. So let's say you want to get like a D.Va skin. It might come with a voice line and a pose and whatever. That's going to make it more expensive. Mm-hmm. But if you already have it, it prorates. So there were some where I was just missing one voice line just because I went in there and it was only 50 coins. So I think that's cool. But at the same time, you can't just get the thing you want. You have to get the pack of things you want, and that's going to make it more expensive. And I think that's a little sleazy.
Yep.
If I'm being honest. I don't like how the battle pass has no currency in it.
Nope.
Not one. Enough. I did spend all my coins. I had exactly 6,000. I bought 4 skins before I moved over. But I will say this. I had 3,200 comp points, which is enough to get me one gold gun. I forgot to use them. Transfer over. They multiplied it by 10. I have
really
32,000 comp points.
Buy gold guns.
10 gold guns now for characters I will not use. So shout out, you know, Blizzard for, you know, screwing up. Because for those who don't know, I don't know how much comp points you get, but it's a lot.
Yeah,
like for them to multiply it by 10, that might be years of work.
Yeah,
like I'm not exaggerating. I think I have 4 gold guns, so that's 36, 9, 12. I have 3,200 or 32,000 now. So, shut up.
You know what? I will say I'm gonna give them props because the cross progression has worked beautifully. Right, skins that I had on my PlayStation 4 and like when I was on PS4, I had Mercy's gold staff. And I didn't play any comp on PC because I'm not good enough, I'm going to say. Or I just didn't feel like kicking in bronze. But like that came over. A bunch of skins that I had for May and for Orisa that I know I got on PS4 came over. So I'm going to give him credit on that. I don't know how the crossplay I know works, but I haven't been able to play on my Xbox yet, so I can't talk about the console experience. I'm sure it'll be the same, right? Because I play with a controller on my PC anyway, so I'm sure it's the same, but...
Man. I played with someone on PC today. I played with Machina, and it was fine. No issues.
Yeah.
Which was good. I think the gameplay's fine. I was concerned about the five tanks because the meta was so shield heavy, and I like to play Roadhog. I like to play Sigma, who's like a little more mobile, and I got worried that I wouldn't be able to play Roadhog because you'll need a shield. That's not true. They've made the game where the team success is no longer dependent on a shield. And like then you have like Doomfist running around and like so like Junker Queen, and they have a lot of non-tank or non-shield tank heroes. I mean, they removed Orisa's shield. So what is it now? Sigma and Reinhardt, and that's it. And I think that's really interesting. Zarya's
bubble, if you want to
call it. That's right, Zarya's bubble. So it makes it a little faster. I think they also gave like more people like health. Like Roadhog went from 600 to 700, which throws my timing off because I used to be if I see 300, I hit the health, but now it's 350. But I think it's great. I mean, I like the gameplay. It's fun. The new maps are fun. You got a Toronto map. Shout out, you know.
Yep. Shout out.
Shout out the six. Sojourn's Canadian, which is cool. So. I don't know. I'm enjoying it. It's just like one of those things. Like, but it's also just Overwatch 1. Like, it's Overwatch 1 with a patch. So I know everyone's calling it a new game. It's like literally the same. Like there are modes where I'm playing the same stuff with old heroes, and it's just interesting that they made it a new thing.
Yeah, well, because they want to. The whole thing about Overwatch 2 initially was the PvP, right? And then that got pushed off. So who knows when that's coming out. But there are like small tweaks that I like healer's health will refresh faster than regen faster than other characters. Excuse me. So like stuff like that I like, but what was I going to say? What they did to also make the game faster. Sorry, it escaped me, was they removed like stun mechanics. So Junkrat's trap doesn't trap you anymore. You just walk slowly through it. May's ice gun, which Waba didn't know, I had to inform him on his stream, doesn't freeze people. It just will do damage. I
was just missing people. All of a sudden, I'm like, why aren't they freezing so I can headshot them? It's because it doesn't do that anymore.
Her ultimate will freeze, but her gun doesn't freeze. Cassidy's like flash grenade doesn't stun people. The punch from Doomfist doesn't stun people anymore, so they took that away in the hopes of making close quarter combat also be better. Most of the changes I like. I felt weird playing as Orisa and not having another tank with me. Like, that's going to be you're going to have to change that a lot, because there were times I just said to myself, I don't know what to do right now. Like, what am I supposed to focus on? We were, I think, defending. We were trying to stop the payload. We were defending. So I'm like, what do I focus on right now? Because usually when you had two tanks, it was, okay, this tank focuses on that DPS. I'll go focus on either this DPS or I'll try to go focus on the healers or whatever. Just getting used to all that. I will say sneaky big addition, ping system.
Oh, how do you even, I don't even know how to do that.
Believe it is left on a left D-pad on a controller. There is a ping system. And once you get like in the beta, once I was using it a lot as a support character, I would go to Overwatch 1 and I would just... Like, I miss my ping so much, because you can just ping where people are going, because people don't use their mics in quick play, which is fine, because I don't
want to listen. I don't want them to use their mics.
Yeah, I don't want to listen to them, so it doesn't matter.
I don't need them to hear them, you know, tell me what they did to, you know.
But I had a good time with it. I just wish that Activision Blizzard didn't Blizzard all over the thing and monetize it as much as they did, because they're not going to change it because too many people are going to play. self-included, but I'm not going to spend money on it, but I'll spend my time, which is just important, because all of a sudden they'll drop that Mercy skin or Honest skin, and I'll be like, oh, I got 10 bucks kicking around. Maybe, you know, I put in 100 hours, maybe I'll kick them 10 bucks, and then they got you. You're a whale. So, you know.
Yeah, I don't love it. I wish the Battle Pass was better.
Yeah.
And I don't care about anything on it. I like look through. I'm like, there's nothing for characters I like. Now, there could be the next one where I'm like, oh my gosh, it's got Roadhog, it's got Brigitte, it's got, you know, Ash. Like, I'm in. So, like, it could very well change. I'm kind of glad it doesn't now because I won't have time for it. But, like,
right,
it's kind of surprising how it's like, okay, you get a Gengu skin or whatever. And it's like, neat. Why not a choice? Also, by the way, to buy these coins, so they also have skins for the Overwatch tokens. Those are so effing expensive. It's like $25 for a skin. Just seems so predatory.
It is, as I stated in the title and as I said before, it is incredibly insidious on the monetization is over the top. And truly, truly, it's funny because when we talked Overwatch 1, a lot of people in the beginning were like, loot boxes are really bad, right? You want this skin. It's so funny because it started with loot boxes are very bad. You want this Mercy legendary skin. The only way you can buy it is, and this is before they made an update. The only way you can get that skin is in a loot box. Okay, I'm going to buy 50 loot boxes. Let's pull, you know, it's the NHL thing. Let's pull 50 on stream right now. Let's go. Right? Like, you know how people do that. And then,
couldn't be me.
And then, not you. And then they don't. You know, they don't get it. They don't get it. So they're like, all right, we're going to buy 50 more. Let's go. And then they don't get it. Right. So everyone had a problem with that because I get it. It's gambling. You're buying a loot box in the hopes of getting something. You're gambling your money. It's gambling. Then they changed that. And they were like, OK, you can get skins with in-game coins. Great. Now it's even worse.
You didn't like it?
No, now it's worse.
Now it's worse than what it was. Okay.
What Overwatch did after the loot box craze, where they're like, you can get skins with in-game currency, it's going to be expensive. Like, oh, you want this Mercy Witch skin? It's 3,000 coins. I think that's fine because you're getting coins for playing the game, and then you can use those coins to then buy a skin. It's fine. but this new system, trash.
It's funny, you're right. It's like, okay, like, you're gonna take us to court for gambling mechanics. That's fine. You can have your day in court. We're literally gonna take your house.
Yeah.
Into the sequel. Yeah. It makes, like, the fact that you cannot earn in-game currency to buy these things, like, or maybe you can, we haven't seen it yet. It makes no sense. Like, it makes no sense. The last one was so good. Maybe you get it in a pack. Maybe you wait and you earn and get it. And eventually you play for so long, but how long do I have to play? Well, that's, I don't know. It's a weird thing. It's wild. Not better. It's people complain so much and this is what you get. Yep. All right. Every company's going to try to make money somehow. And if you complain about one way, they're probably going to find another way. And they're never going to be better for the consumer.
Nope.
They're always going to be better for the company.
This is kind of what you get. The days of us as gamers, like, putting the game in and just getting the game is over.
The only way to fix this, like Pez said, is to, to tell them, but also vote with your wallet. The people of Madden are doing it right now. They're demanding a better situation. However, unlike Madden, Overwatch, like you said, it's a great game. It really is. I really do like it. And frankly, it's skins. It's not even a competitive advantage. It's just so you can look like a doofy clown or something.
And you know what? Shout out to the Madden. Shout out to the Madden community. For those that don't know, people like Twitch partners. So there's this guy I watch called Fendler, and he's amazing. There are Twitch partners that play Madden religiously, and Madden's like. Whole card system is incredibly predatory in that you spend your points and you obviously don't get the card you want because that's how it happens. And the drop rates are terrible. And the community is so mad that they are doing a legit boycott of Madden, of Ultimate Team. I'll be interested to see if that ever drops into the NHL community, right? Because it's the same company, right? Different teams, but it's the same company. So we'll see if that happens. But yeah, they're like, we're boycotting Mutt, and they're playing franchise. And guess what? There's nothing to monetize in franchise. So shout out to the Madden community, because they're actually sticking to their guns on this one. Unfortunately, I think the Overwatch community is so big, it doesn't matter.
No, and especially with the competitive scene going on, you know, they could drop one. It's so much bigger. Like, yeah. I know there's a competitive scene to Madden, but like, it's not the league that Overwatch has. So
no,
I want to see them succeed, but I want them to do it in a way that's amenable. I don't want to say advantageous, but amenable to the consumer, because, you know, they got to make money. I respect that. You made a giant game free to play. Cool. But just give us something better. I don't mind giving them $10, but just make it worth it.
Agreed. I don't mind saucing. I'm going to use a word the kids use. I don't mind saucing Epic $10 for a battle pass in Fortnite.
$20 every 60 days. Why not?
But make it worth it.
I play the game all the time. Yeah.
Make it worth it. I have adult money. I can spend adult money. Make it worth my time and money. And right now, this battle pass is not.
Agreed.
And stop locking heroes. A, you should never have to lock a hero in a battle pass at all. Shout out to Destiny, because their battle passes, like, if you get the battle pass, you unlock, you know what you unlock? An exotic that you can earn for free later in the battle pass. So you'll just get it instantly. So shout out to Destiny, because they do it right. Again, Fortnite does it right because they allow you to earn that currency to then unlock next seasons. Overwatch 2 right now is like, either you're going to put the work in or you're going to pay us. And you're going to, it's the privilege to pay us. Mm-hmm. So you're going to pay us $10 or whatever for Kiriko, who honestly isn't that good. I've been using her. Her ultimate is actually pretty awesome. It sends a fox out, and if you travel the path of the fox, you get like higher movement speed, you get higher reload speed, like that. That's good, but her kit I don't really like, so I'm gonna stick to my one trick Ana as usual. Maybe Mercy if it gets a little mercy me. But yeah, it's bad, and it's bad. I don't like it. And in the same breath, I'm not going to stop playing it because I enjoy the game. So I'm kind of a hypocrite myself, who's like, if you don't, this is bad. And then I'm like, this is bad, but I'm still going to play your game every Sunday on stream. Like, it's bad.
When it's good, it's good. I mean, you can't knock something that's good.
Yeah. Good game, bad monetization.
Fair. Let's talk about another program that came out. Another dubious, I guess, launch. And it isn't a video game, it's video game related, and that's a PlayStation Stars program. Now, this had rolled out already in other territories, but it finally came out, I believe, well, at least in the US and Canada. And it's basically a rewards program for people who just are on PlayStation. So a few ways you can get points. You can complete these objectives that they set, or you can spend money in the store, and it's kind of like a rebate, money back. Have you enrolled in it yet, or did you just I mean, it's free, you may as well.
Yeah.
So I got into it, I explored it a little bit. I'm level one because I just started. You get a so everyone was like, oh, it's a thing to push NFTs, it's this, it's that. It's not really to push NFTs. You get these weird, I can't even see it on my app. I was gonna use it to find out. Okay, well, it's having challenges, but basically you can get these little trophies, digital trophies that you can put on this wall. I don't even know if you can share that wall with people yet, or if you just can get a screenshot. But there's a few out there. Maybe they're editing it because they got such bad feedback on one. Oh, no, here it is. So you can buy a game and you get 50 points. The games are NBA 2K23, one of these, Saints Row 5, Ninja Turtle Collection, Last of Us Part 1, Inscription, I actually want to play that, or Madden NFL 23. You have to actually start it. I wonder if I'll get credit for Madden.
There are 50 coins. Three games on there that you should buy. Inscription, The Last of Us, which, you know, Sony, you want me to play it, dude, send it to me, I'll play it. And definitely, I heard NBA 2K is actually pretty good, but I will never buy a sport. I feel like I'm never going to buy a sports game ever again. Madden burned me. You burned me. You burn me, Madden. And Madden stinks. Don't play Madden.
Yeah. So you get 50 coins for buying a game. Now, if you're already buying the game, that's cool. But if you're planning on like, oh, I'm going to grab these coins quickly, and here are the rewards. Now, I think the rewards are fine, but it's going to take a little bit. $5 is 1,250 coins. So $5 to the PlayStation Store. 5,000 points. They're called points. 5,000 points for $20 to the PlayStation Store. And here's some of the rewards. Cult of the Lamb, 6,250 points. Bang. Takes Two for 10 grand. Sekiro, 15 grand. Quarry, 17 and a half grand. And then Hades is 6,250. So it's cool that you can get like actual games. And then you can also get like little trophies. So you can get like two monkeys from Ape Escape or something for 200 each.
Would you say they are a digital monkey, bored apes, maybe?
I mean, they're boring. I don't know. I'm a bored ape when I look at them. But so like I wouldn't like depend on like purchasing to get it, but they do have some other ones. So they have one where you can get like either trophies or coins. This one is was it play a fighting game like Street Fighter, Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Mortal Kombat 11 or Tekken 7. It said pick a fight to honor 30 years of Hadoukens. And then you get this little like what's his name? Toro Inoue or whatever. He's just
there. Oh, I have
there. No idea. He's the Japanese PlayStation mascot. I love him. So that's kind of cool. But I have those games and they're like on my PlayStation. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to. It's just weird. One is like launch the games with these songs in it. And one's like Detroit Become Human. One's like, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You have to do that six times. It's like the hardcore fans might get like super into this. I'm not going to do that. I'm not just going to download these games, load them up to get like this little thing and do that five times.
Yeah.
And it's not even for like the coins or the points. So I think it's, I mean, obviously it's like the first day it's come out. Like they still have a lot, like, you know, probably getting feedback, but it's fine. I don't love it.
It's a rewards program. It's free.
Yeah.
What were you, you know, it's like, what are you going to expect? Xbox does something similar with the Xbox Game Pass. They have like Game Pass rewards. I have a bunch of points. I don't know what I can spend them on. I don't care. I don't even go looking for them. Just like every day you play a Game Pass game, it pops up. Bing, there's your rewards. And I'm like, yeah, great.
I just feel like they hyped it up so much, you know, like they made it like a,
of course they did,
a thing. And now it's like, oh, cool. Like this could just be like, why'd you make it a thing?
Yeah.
It's a cool program, but I don't know. I do think being able to get, you know, games with this stuff is cool, or PlayStation credit. Like, I'm surprised they didn't do it a while ago.
Sony, man. Well, they did it with their credit card. They're so behind the times. It feels like, as they put out a remaster of Horizon Zero Dawn. Did you hear about that one?
I did.
No, you know, I love Nintendo and Nintendo Jr. now here trying to put out all these remasters. Like, we bagged on Nintendo for how long, and now Sony's starting to do the same thing.
Why didn't they do that before they released their sequel?
Who knows, dude?
That was the time.
Who knows? In 3 years, we're going to have a animated Uncharted movie with Chris Pratt as Nathan Drake.
Just like we are with the Super Mario.
Yeah, so Pez, tomorrow.
Tell us about
it. By the time people are listening to this, the Nintendo Direct for the Super Mario movie will have dropped.
What time is it
at? I believe it is happening at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
The only time that matters.
That's all that matters. I am incredibly excited to hear Chris Pratt as Mario, because I think it's going to be a nightmare. Like, hey, it should be Mario. Give me the gabagoo. It's the stupid Bowser. And then you got, it should be Chris Pratt as Mario. And then you have Charlie Day as Luigi, right? And all I can picture is Charlie Day as Charlie from It's Always Sunny doing the Pepe Sylvia thing. Just being like, Peach left because she didn't want to be part of the monarchy. Bah, bah, bah. And you just have Pepe Sylvia, it's Bowser, right? He's freaking out. And the only cast that makes sense is Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong, because like Donkey Kong can just, what is Donkey Kong doing in a Super Mario movie? That's my other question.
It's so what? Dumb.
It's so dumb. What is it like? Is Donkey Kong just like gonna roll up and be like, Donkey Kong? I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't know why they're making this movie. I like the dude from Key and Peele, Michael Keegan, whatever. But he's Toad.
Hey, Michael Keegan.
Yeah. But he's Toad. I don't understand that. I don't understand any. I do not. I get Jack Black as Bowser. I get it. I can see it.
What if he's Jack Black as Bowser, but he sounds like Jack Black from like Tenacious D?
Of course he. Yeah. Like, what is Chris Pratt gonna do to be Mario? We all know it's. We all know Mario is like Charles Minet or whatever his name is, right? The dude that's been being Mario since I was born.
He's still alive. Like, I saw him at Boston Fan Expo.
Yeah, he's still alive. He has a role in the movie, but it's not as Mario. He's not Mario. It's Chris Pratt. It's freaking Chris Pratt, Star-Lord, the star of some of the worst Jurassic World movies I've ever seen in my life. What's he going to do? Hold his hand up as Mario to stop Yoshi, and all of a sudden they have like a psychic lock?
You know they're going to put that in as an Easter egg, right?
An Easter egg. Of course they are. Of course they are. It's going to be... I'm here for this train wreck. And you know what? You know what? They're going to talk about it tomorrow, and I'm going to want to see it either. I think it's because it's going to be a train wreck.
Yeah. Dude, Chris Pratt could drop a gamer word and everyone would still see it. Like, there could be so much bad press around this thing, and everyone's going to see because it's Mario, and it's not the live action with the dinosaur with the wide shoulders.
How is Chris Pratt going to play an Italian plumber? I don't get it. Nothing about his voice is like Mario. Like, okay, if he was... I mean, Bob Hoskins couldn't even be Mario. He was the live-action Mario. And that movie was so bad, he was drunk on set with John Leguizamo, like, the whole time. Right? Like, that's how... Like, Chris Pratt should not be the voice actor for Mario. He should be Mario. Look at me, I'm a plumber.
It's gonna be so weird.
I hate it already. Give me the gabagool. There's no gabagool reference. I'm out. I'm out right away. But like the poster even looks weird.
Did they give him a script or just had him like just do whatever?
They just had him ad lib it. They were like, hey, Chris. Shigeru Miyamoto's like, yeah, do whatever you want. He's just counting his yen. He's like, I don't care. Do whatever you want. It doesn't matter. He's like, hey, look at me. I'm Chris Pratt. I was once a boxing rec. Everyone loves me.
Oh my god.
I'm Star-Lord now.
It's going to be interesting. The cast is so wild.
It's so
And you're weird. Right. I think Keegan-Michael Key is, as Toad is the best casting.
Yeah.
In the movie.
It's great. But also like all Toad does is like in the games is like scream.
Yeah.
Right?
It's all he needs to know.
So like why are you going to pay a guy to do that? It's like paying Vin Diesel to say, I am Groot, and then digitally changing his voice.
It doesn't make sense.
I could have been Groot. Oh, I'm Groot. I could be Toad. I just go, and look at that. I'm Toad.
My wife saw that actor in Chicago doing a Romeo, like not Romeo and Juliet, but it was like a Romeo comedy type play. And now I just think of him as Romeo.
I don't.
That's not Toad.
I don't understand the casting at all.
God, the internet's going to be so ruthless.
I can't wait. Clear my schedule.
11 to 12, I'm busy. I'm just going to be looking on Twitter. And the trending, it's going to say Mario, rip Mario.
I honestly wish they did it today or Friday, because Thursdays I'm in the office, or I would be watching it live.
Just go to the bathroom.
We'd be watching it live. We'd be doing it live.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be so bad. So, I mean, the poster, like you said, or I think you're starting to say, looks great.
But like, even the poster looks strange, right? Because we don't know. We believe it's the Mushroom Kingdom, but like, have you ever seen a bazaar in the Mushroom Kingdom? No. So now it's like all this, like, you know, it's got this like crazy store and all this other stuff. Mario World movie poster.
Looking it up now. So yeah, there's an antiques thing and there's a bunch of little toads trying to sell them some crap. And there's a Yoshi egg in the background, which is interesting. A lot of mushrooms. Some things I've never seen. Some cheap, cheap thing.
Are those none worlds? Of it like
a bunch of pipes? You know,
there's like nodes to Super Mario Galaxy, which is pretty neat. But then there's like, I don't know. It's just the game. The movie already looks strange.
I mean, the nice thing is, so Illumination, they do what? The Minions?
Yeah.
I mean, the animation is going to be great. You know, say what you will about the Minions. But I think the animation they do is really good. And I don't know. I mean, it's going to look great, but I think you're going to see so many fan dubs over it, I bet, which
is, I'm here for the memes. Honestly, I'm a pro memer on the Mario movie.
Yeah, the memes are going to be so spicy. Mm-hmm. Hashtag not my Mario. Nick Johnson. Oh,
God. Johnson.
They want you to be Toad. They, the folks in chat at youtube.com/3dads@console. Yeah, you're the new
Mario,
Toad.
Eat Mario! Get printed.
Do it. They will 100% drop a Your Princess is in Another Castle reference, right?
God, they have if they don't, I mean, who's writing this?
I don't know. You know what? That's a great question. Super Mario movie. Let's do this on. We're doing it live.
Yeah, this is all vamp in the meantime. Tune in at 1:05 Pacific time. So it's 1:05. So you lied.
Oh, I was just guessing. I don't know.
Wait, 4:05 p.m. Eastern?
Screenplay was written by Matthew Fogel. Let's go look up Matthew Fogel as we talk.
Matthew Fogel hello.
Has written Minions, The Rise of Gru.
Oh, no!
That's it. Wrap it up. We're done.
Oh, God. Dude, people are going to be... Oh, God, the memes are going to be so good. These Zoomers. So, do you see the meme of the kids going to see The Rise of Gru in suits?
No.
So they all these like Zoomers would dress up in suits, like by like the scores of them, and would just go and like sit in the theater in their suits and like just record it for TikTok. It was so funny. People are going to be dressing up for this in like the world's worst overalls.
So his two biggest things that we would know is Minions: The Rise of Gru and the Lego Movie 2, the second part, which was bad,
and starred Chris Pratt.
And starred Chris Pratt. Oh my God, this guy is a Chris Pratt fetish. He also wrote, he was assistant to the directors on Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. He wrote The Wire, the musical, which is a short. He was a composer for that. He was a writer for Big Mamas, Like Father, Like Son. Don't know what that is. Came out in 2011. Oh, that's a Martin Lawrence movie. Oh, and it's a sequel. How terrible. Untitled Strauss Schulin Fogel Pilot. So that was a TV show that didn't get picked up. The Lego Movie 2, the second part. Minions, The Rise of Gru. The Super Mario Brothers film. Silent Retreat and Prince Charming are currently in post-production.
I'm probably going to have to... If he doesn't do a good job, the good news is for anyone cultured, like you and I, we'll just get the Japanese voice.
Yeah,
and I'll watch the 100%. Movie with English subtitles using the Japanese voices.
I'm just going to do the voice to myself and just mute the audio. Maybe we'll just do that for like an hour and a half show.
It's going to be so good to talk. Next week's show is going to be so fun to be able to talk about the trailer.
I can't
NHL will be out, so we'll be talking NHL. And yeah, it's going to be, and Cord will be back, so we'll be able to talk about those fun things. So
his trip.
Little bit big market tease for you folks. Is there anything else you want to make sure we cover before we let the folks go?
No, I think we covered it all. Hashtag Pez for Toad.
Hashtag Pez for Toad. Get it trending. Folks, if you had fun, please make sure to check us out on YouTube where you can watch us live, just like we had DJ Spencer and Nicholas Johnson and Cage Matic. And Court stopped by on his vacation. YouTube.com/3dadsinaconsole. Make sure to check out our videos, like them. I think we're going to be starting to do shorts soon too, so yep, look forward to sure those are. Check us out. You know, if you're listening to us on podcast, please make sure to rate us 5 stars on your podcast platform of choice. Greatly appreciate it, and it's a free way to support us. And yeah, stay tuned. Again, thank you folks for your support for the Jimmy Fund. Thank you guys for your time today, and we will see you next week. Take care, folks.
Bye.